accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism. This after the government forced a commercial jetliner Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. and the European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Pratasevich. The 26-year-old blogger has been living in exile in Poland. The Ryanair flight was diverted to in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from Lithuania, its planned destination, because of an alleged bomb threat. On Monday, the airline called the incident an act of aviation piracy and said it is cooperating with investigations being conducted by European Union safety and security agencies in NATO. Pratasevich is a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live. He was detained by police. The official coronavirus death toll in India has passed 300,000. The grim milestone comes as a devastating surge of new infections appears to be easing in big cities. But the virus isn't finished with India by any means. Delhi are some improvement, but the country's vast rural areas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on and strengthen last week's Gaza ceasefire, start an immediate flow of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, and lay the groundwork for a resumption in peace talks. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's transport minister vowed Monday to establish the cause of a cable car disaster that